Express FM with Jeff on a Monday night, 93.7. And I suppose if you play an opening song like In a Big Country, it would be strange if you actually didn't have the band on, wasn't it? Playing at the Portsmouth Pyramids on Friday, April the 8th. Founder member, mandolin, sitar and vocals, and all-around good guy. Welcome, Bruce Robson. How are you?
I'm very well, Jeff. How's yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. So thanks for coming on.
No worries.
Now, the first thing I wanted to ask you, is that reprobate Mark Brzezicki going to be with you on the tour?
Yes, he is.
He is. No, the reason I asked that...
It's Mark Brzezicki, actually.
I can never... Do you know, we had so much fun when I actually interviewed him, because he was doing some stuff with From the Jam when I spoke to him, and he was out with Bruce Foxton, and I tried about three times to pronounce his surname correctly. He said, well, don't worry about it, because there's some kind of joke goes round about his the drummer with no name or something, or the
one that... We just tend to call him Tall Space.
Yeah. Because nobody can pronounce it. But a great drummer that he is.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
And likes to do all these sessions. Now tell me, Bruce, do you think the Crossing album was the one that was the real breakthrough for Big Country? I mean, it sold 1 million copies in the UK, which is really a shedload of records, and 500,000 in America. So do you think that was the one that really sort of started it for Big Country?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had the four hit singles off it with Fields of Fire, Chance, and In a Big Country, and then Wonderland came along just at the back of it. It was the one that kind of did well everywhere, America, Europe, you know, Japan, obviously the UK. So yeah, it was definitely the breakthrough album.
Yeah, and I mean, the sound of Big Country is really original. I mean, to get those unusual guitar sounds, to make them sound like bagpipes, and also that e-bow to get a string sound. I mean, how did you all devise that? Because it is very, very unusual. Nobody else has done it, you know?
Yeah, well, kind of when we were when Stuart and I first started working together, we were doing these little demos, just the two of us with a little drum machine.
Sure.
And we kind of made an unwritten rule that we weren't going to play any blues. We're still going to do the guitar thing, but we weren't going to do any bending of notes and stuff like that, or any blues licks. It was going to be, we're going to play melody lines instead of solos, as it were. And when we did that, we kind of added like effects, like your reverbs and echoes and the harmonizers, and did some harmony parts as well. And that's how that came about.
Sure. And sort of by the time 1984, was that when Steel Town came out? I mean, that was a number one album as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, we kind of went straight in and right back out again.
No, but big album, though, for you. I mean, you know, number one albums shouldn't be cheesed at there. I mean, you know, you guys were very prolific. I mean, in that period, sort of 83 to 84 to 87, I suppose. I mean, really prolific. You brought a lot of material out. I mean, a lot of albums, a lot of singles.
Yeah, we didn't really get a break, you know, from kind of, we started off in 1981 and we didn't really get a break until, we did what, three albums, and obviously whenever you do an album you have to go and tour it, you know, and we kind of just toured everywhere.
Yeah.
And I always remember we're getting, you know, halfway through a tour and the agent would say, oh, you've got another 2 weeks to go, we've added another 2 weeks here, another 2 weeks there, and it's like, oh my God, we're never going to get a holiday.
Yeah.
Until we... imploded, you know.
Yes.
So it was quite hectic those first sort of 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So did you enjoy time in touring, like particularly say America?
Yeah, I loved it. Looking back, I really enjoyed touring when I was younger. You know, it tends to become a bit of a chore the older you get.
But yes.
Back then, it was just, well, it was great. You know, given the opportunity to travel to places you'd never been to before, and especially to get to America. You know.
Yes. Yeah. And I mentioned there right at the top of it, Bruce, talking about landmarks and the Crossing being one of them there. Would you think as well that 2000 gig at the Barrowland Ballroom was another real turning point? You know, because you've been away a while, came back, did that to the year 2000, that gig. Really a good one for you.
Yeah, I mean, the Barrowlands was always a spiritual home, as it were. You know, we were one of those bands that always did Hogmanay shows at the Barlands. So
yeah.
It was just, you know, it was just great. It was definitely one of my favourite gigs full time.
Yeah. And it would be wrong, Bruce, not to mention the huge part played in the band by Stuart Adamson. I believe the tribute was done in Dunfermline, was it in 2002?
2002?
Yeah, was that about right? I'm just trying to think when the tribute concert was done.
Tribute concert.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think there was one up there in wherever it was definitely in Dunfermline. There was a tribute concert there that was done. So I think a lot of people participated there. But for you guys, 2007 was like another reunion and a set of tours, wasn't it?
Well, we did, the three of us got back together. It was, when we were a four-piece, we used to do these convention gigs, which a lot of bands do these days. And obviously we hadn't done anything since Stuart passed away, and the fans were starting to do their own conventions, whether we were involved or not.
Yes.
And they'd get together once a year on a certain date. And we just said, well, we should do something. We should even turn up or do a couple of numbers. And it kind of blossomed through there.
Yeah.
And ended up, we did a... Not a tour as such, but we did a bunch of weekend dates in 2007, where each gig was like a sort of mini convention, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was great fun.
Oh, I bet. Now, apart from you, Tony and Mark, I believe our old buddy Mike Peters is going to be with you on the tour.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, ex-Alarm, of course, and Mike's...
No, he's not ex-Alarm, he still plays with the Alarm.
Does he? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought...
You'll have to get your knowledge sorted out there, mate. He's
still doing that, is he?
He's playing in May. He's got a whole tour lined up for May with
that's
the Alarm.
Good stuff. That's good stuff. I mean, I knew he was doing some, but I didn't know he was still out on tour at the moment. But that's good that he's doing both of those, so that's great. So Mike Peters is going to be there, along with you, Tony, and Mark. So
my son Jamie's on guitar as well.
Oh, nice. So that's the full lineup.
Yep, you've got a five-piece lineup.
Hey, and did I read somewhere you're going to be at the Isle of Wight Festival this year?
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. Well, Jamie and I did it last year. We did an acoustic slot last year.
Right.
And we're coming back with a full electric guitars this time.
Oh, fantastic. But you're going to be locally here, Portsmouth Pyramids, mm-hmm. which is going to be about a month away, 8th of April.
Yep.
Which is great. So hopefully you're looking forward to it. You ever played there before?
Well, it's the opening night of the tour, so that should be good fun.
Hey, I'll tell you. How many dates you doing on this one, Bruce?
Oh, about 3 weeks worth.
All right. So, and usually they work you quite hard, so you end up sort of working every night.
No, I'm not working every night.
Oh, you're not. You tell them. Right. Okay. Well,
they don't hear me anyway.
They don't listen. Well, look, it's great to have you on, Bruce, and, you know, much success to Big Country and everything they're doing there. And if it's all right with you, what we actually did, knowing you were coming on, we asked the listeners to vote for their favourite Big Country song, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it may surprise you, but this is what happened. In third place was Wonderland. In second place was In a Big Country. And the number one song the listeners want us to play from 1983, it's Fields of Fire. So hopefully you'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I'm happy enough for that. Go for it.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, so Fields of Fire from Big Country. Don't forget, check them out. Please go and see them. Portsmouth Pyramids on the 8th of April. Bruce, great talking to you. Hold on the line a second, and we'll give you a touch of Fields of Fire.